The Battle of I-70 commences on Monday night at Kauffman Stadium between Missouri's finest. We pick it up top four. The Cardinals have a 3-1 lead, and they've got the bases loaded.
Pick off, and it hits Fowler into left. Fowler will score. Runners advance to second and third.
Yeah, that looked like a called play. Your pitcher's struggling. The one way to help bail him out, pick off a runner.
2-2 pitch to Matt is hit deep down the right field line. Towards the corner, and it's out of here. Home run, Matt Carpenter. 3-run shot. And the Cardinals now lead 7-1. Carpenter with his 15th of the season into the right field bleachers.
His first home run since the 24th of June against the Pirates at Busch Stadium.
Carlos Martinez, who had 84 pitches coming into this inning, and he has one quick out. Now facing Gordon. Swing and a miss. Takes care of Gordon on three pitches.
Here's Colton Wong, who not only is hitting well on the year, generally speaking, but doing some of this damage against lefties, too. Wong with a drive out to deep right field. This ball is gone! Home run, Colton Wong. Second of the year. And it's now a 9-2 St. Louis lead. That got out in a hurry.
What'd you say about hitting left-handed pitching? Also has four RBIs on the night.
Martinez and the Cardinals are cruising 9-2 right now in Kansas City.
Off the plate again, rolls fair. And Carpenter steps on the bag for the out.
Cabrera has a double tonight, a ground out and a strikeout. The pitch, ground ball, right side, Carpenter gets to it. Feeds Martinez covering the bag, 3-1 on the out, leaving Kane in scoring position. The Royals have stranded five. We're going to the ninth in Kansas City with the Cardinals leading 9-2. And Paul DeJong is up looking for his first hit, the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball deep left field. DeJong got into it, and it's a goner in the Royal bullpen. Two-run homer, Paul DeJong is 16th of the year, 11-2 Cardinals. Scoring ahead of DeJong is good friend Luke Voit. So DeJong saved the best for last tonight.
With the Cardinals holding a 4-1 edge in the top of the fourth inning, it was a 3-run home run by Matt Carpenter off Ian Kennedy that really broke the game open for St. Louis. Here is Carpenter speaking to the media after the Cardinals demolished the Royals 11-3.
Yeah, it's a big win for us today. Carlos came out and pitched well, and the bats were hot, and it's a lot of fun when we play like this. Runners in scoring position, runner at third, less than 2 outs, looking for a pitch to drive. He got ahead of me. Actually made a pretty decent pitch with the slider with 2 strikes, but I was able to get the barrel on it and hit it out. Yeah, it's fun to have him back in the lineup, and especially to come out hot like he did. We got a chance now to get on a roll, and hopefully what you saw tonight with the offense is something that's going to start happening more often.
After building an early 7-1 lead in the fourth inning and watching Carlos Martinez dominate for 8 innings, it all added up to an easy 11-3 win for St. Louis and for skipper Mike Matheny, who shared his thoughts after the game.
Yeah, I get it. And we keep talking about how, not necessarily focusing on anything but playing better baseball, and better baseball usually turns into wins that help your record, that help you chase people down, because we got people to chase. And after going and pushing pretty hard without a lot of offense, to have a couple days where you see everybody contributing is huge. Yeah, first of all, his first inning. I mean, he was ready, and it's always that balance. I mean, it's not that he's not intense. He wakes up intense every single day, and it's just harnessing it, and too much or not enough. And I think it's just part of development as a frontline pitcher is how to not have something not ready as soon as you hit the mound. And I think he learned something and found a better routine. There's always always tinkering with that and trying to figure out what feels right. And they're just little things. Sometimes it's as much as your mental state and how you're prepared in your mind. But there's other times you want to do some things mechanically or physically on the mound. Carp, putting together a good at bat at the end, but a lot of things had to happen in the beginning. It was just a nice offensive day.
The Cardinals send Michael Wacha to the mound on Tuesday. He'll square off with Jason Vargas.